ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति. Can I request some of the brothers to come in the front? And sisters can spread out. Come closer. Don't sit at the back. Take the front lines, brothers. And some of the sisters can come to brother's side. So we are small group, so we can be closer to each other. How is everyone? Fine? Not full? Not full? Not yet. Filling. As Papa says, Madhuban is ocean. So we come to the seashore. We are like clouds. Clouds absorb water from the ocean and then go back and shower. Rain. So you are now filling sweet water from the ocean, right? So fill yourself as much as you want. That's why Madhuban is also called mine. You know, gold mine, diamond mine. So the more you dig, the deeper you go, the more you dig, the more treasures you will get. So we have come to explore, discover many, many hidden treasures. So that's why we must make use of every moment, every second, every breath whilst we are here. Because our aim in Brahmin life, even in any life actually, people want to grow, you know. Life means growth. If you are living a life and not growing, something wrong. You know, when a child is born, if the child is not growing, if the child remains midget after 10 years, 12 years, people get worried, parents get worried. They take the child to the doctor. What is happening? So we are also leading life. To become a Brahmin means to lead a Brahmin life. So life has different stages. And so if I'm not going through those stages while living, I get stuck. I become stagnant. So something not right. So that is what we call in spiritual terminology, progress. Physically, we call it growth, growing. Spiritually, we say progressing. So it's a good sign. If I am progressing in my life, spiritually, it's a good sign, healthy sign. I am keeping well. Of course, in progress also there are different stages. We are all progressing. But with what speed we are progressing? Because when we come to Brahmin, when we become Brahmins, we are children. Children, infants will crawl. And they learn to walk. Then they learn to run. And they learn to jump and then finally fly. So what is the speed of my progress? Of course, according to the present time, Baba's signal is we should be flying. because there is no other way to reach our destination. So the only way we can reach our destination coming late is flying stage. So first of all, I need to understand the meaning of progress, development, moving forward, newness at every step. What I was one day before, I am not the same next day. What I was 1 hour before, I am not the same next hour. So it is like newness at every step is progress. You know, progress is actually moving towards my goal. So progressing means I feel I am coming closer and closer. I can see my aim, my goal clearly in front of me. You know, just like you begin to walk, and when you are reaching the destination, you can see some symbols. Oh, I am now near. Some signs. So progress is actually ascending all the time. Ascending, moving forward. So, Baba has, of course, taught us many methods that would help us not to stop, not to look back, constantly move forward. So that is why for progress, one mantra we have to keep in our mind. Inward, upward, forward. Inwards, upwards, and forwards. So it's a triangular. First, inward. Then, upwards. Then, forward. So automatically, I am progressing. So, when I am progressing, not only I know it myself, others can also see my progress. Just like, you know, when we are growing physically, I don't only know I am growing, but people know around me that this one is growing. Last year I saw you like this, this year you became so tall, so fat. You know? Last year I did not see any gray hair, but this year already see so many. So, age is catching up. So you, other people can know the maturity, the growth. So even spiritually if I am progressing, you know, of course I will know, but others will also know. And it makes people happy. You know, because that is the purpose for which we are here. So what I wanted to share with you is some methods that we can keep handy, some tips that we can use to help ourselves to move forward with faster speed. Of course we can't afford, okay, I am making effort, I will reach. That will not do anymore. I have to progress and inspire others also. So one of the things that comes to my mind, you know, when I think about progress is the word balance. Because any kind of balance makes things mobile. You know, look at our own body. When the two legs are balanced, I can walk faster. when the four wheels are balanced, the car can move. If there is no balance, there is not movement. So I need to strike a very good balance to help myself progress. No matter whenever I have come into knowledge. You know, so many types of balance Baba talks about. But the most important balance I feel for self-progress is balance of all four subjects. You know, Baba teaches us four subjects every day. So if I am able to keep the balance of four subjects, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva, automatically you will see your movement is forward and upwards. So what I need to do is, when I listen to the Murli, I should make sure that I choose one point for each subject and I practice them in action. So automatically that balance will bring me blessing. Because why balance is necessary for progress? Balance brings blessings. And blessings work like lift. You know, blessings work like aircraft. It will help you go faster without much labor. That's why in Brahmin life, sometimes we ask this question to ourselves. How am I moving in this Brahmin life? How much percent I am moving with my effort? And how much percent I am moving with blessings? Blessings cannot ask, but you should become worthy to receive it by keeping balance. All kinds of balance. Balance between karma and yoga. Balance between love and detachment. Balance between love and power. No? Balance between remembrance and service. All kinds of balance. Balance between respect, disrespect. You know, name and fame, heat and cold. So when I have one word, balance, in my mind, and I understand and I practice that in my life, definitely balance will automatically move me forward. I don't have to make any effort. So check, when you have lost the balance, what happens? Your progress is retarded. So if I feel I am not moving forward, I am not moving backwards also. Many Brahmins feel that way. You know, I am not moving backwards, but I am not moving forward. But I am stuck. I become stagnant. So one of the reason is lack of balance. We go into extreme. Some people like Gyan too much. They don't like yoga so much. Some people like service. They don't like to listen to Gyan. You know? Some people like Dharana. They don't want to do service. So it's a kind of lack of balance. Anything extreme is not good. So that is why Brahma Baba taught us through his practical life how to keep the balance. Balance between everything. So that is the first easy way. No difficulty at all. Even like, for example, body and soul balance. If you don't look after your body, you can't meditate. And if you don't look after your mind properly, the mind cannot cooperate with the body. Because some people misunderstand, you know, spirituality means don't take care of the body. Don't care. Yeah? No, Baba never taught us. But balance, 50-50. So look after your body as a trustee, because if your body doesn't keep well, the soul cannot meditate, the soul cannot do any service. So it's an art, you know, art of balance. The whole meditation subject is art of balance. So that is spirituality. So the first method I would suggest is learn the art of balance, and you will see your progress, how it is happening with fast speed. And the second easy method, very easy method, all these are very easy method, because nowadays people don't want to make effort, you know. Anything easy, instant, you go for it. So another very easy method is you don't have to invent anything new. You don't have to create a new path. Just simply follow Father. Bus. Yeah? Straight line, highway. I call it as the highway of Brahmin life for self-progress. Follow Father. You know? Straight line. Even a child can draw a straight line. It's no zigzag path. No time for going zigzag, you know. So, but sometimes we make a mistake. Instead of following the father, we follow brother, sister. You know, of course, Baba said, take good qualities from brother, sister, but don't follow any brother, sister. Because to follow a brother, sister means getting lost in streets and lanes. Finally, you have to come back to the highway anyway. But time is wasted, you know. Because in the beginning, when somebody has given me knowledge, I get impressed by them. I begin to imitate them. But then after some time, I begin to see their weaknesses. Then I get stuck. Then I have question mark. How come they also can have this? How come they also can do this? I did not expect. So we get a little bit disappointment. Huh? So that is our mistake. All are human beings. They are making their best, whatever they can do. So I don't have to follow any brother, sister. If you want to progress, because Brahma Baba made the effort and he reached the destination. It's a practical proof. Whatever effort he made, it was correct. That is why he reached the destination. So if I just follow him, close your eyes and follow. No need to even worry about it, where it is going to take you. Right? Follow Father at every step. So this is what I need to do. Whatever I have to do in this Brahmin life, check. If Brahma Baba was in this situation, what he would have done? No confusion. This is what he did. Okay. You know? So at least for Brahma Baba, there was no example. He took the initiative first himself. But for us, he is our role model. When I have seen in Brahmin life, those who have followed father, mother, it's not that you are remembering Brahma Baba. Follow Brahma Baba in action, remember Shiva Baba in yoga. That's very important to understand. Remember Shiva Baba in yoga, but follow Brahma Baba in action. Because Shiva Baba don't come in cycle of birth and death. You know, he doesn't face difficulties. It is Brahma Baba, isn't it? So we are also in the same situation. So there is no kind of getting confused. What to do, how to do. Shiva Baba is in Parandam. He doesn't know anything, you know. But Brahma Baba was in the body. So just check whatever you are doing in this Brahmin life. You know, if I am just keeping my footsteps in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, my progress is guaranteed. There's no hesitation, there is no doubt. That's the second step. The third step, the third method for easy progress is to understand Srimad accurately and follow Srimad accurately. Because Srimad is the elevated directions of God, and God is truth, and whatever directions He gives, it will help me, it is beneficial, it is going to help me to move forward. So I have to make sure, while I am moving in this Brahmin life, you know, I don't mix Manmat and Parmat. This is where we get stuck. Our progress is retarded. You know, in the first year, when we come to knowledge, we feel we are progressing so fast. Because we are very accurately following Srimad Maryada rules, regulations of Brahmin life. But slowly, slowly, you know, Maya, our weaknesses interfere and Manmat begins first, and then slowly Parmat, the dictates of other people's, influence my intellect. So, I always feel that, you know, in Brahmin life, we have to take care of our intellect. Because intellect, as Baba said today, why no progress? Because intellect is influenced by bad company. So when I'm influenced by bad company, I will do according to what that person is doing. Parmat. I will do what my sanskaras tells me do. So my progress is retarded. You know, it is like when the petrol is mixed with some dust in the car cannot go with the same speed. It will keep on stopping. So there is some mixture in the petrol. It's not clean. Same thing happens with our intellect. When the intellect is not fed with the refined petrol, that is Srimad, it keeps stopping every now and then. And I have to check and waste my time. I don't have to follow Srimad blindly. I have to understand who is giving this Srimad advice, and I follow it with understanding. Then I can progress for a long period of time. Now that is why, see, in the beginning, how many surrender to Baba, 400 to 500. So now how many are left? Just you can count, you know. Why? Because, of course, we say drama, but Maya, but the reason is the intellect is affected with the bad company, with Manmat, Parmat. So if I really am looking forward to progress with the fast speed in Brahmin life, I have to make sure I follow Srimad at every step. If I am not clear, for example, I verify. You know, because each one's circumstances are different. Each one's horoscope, karma account is different. Because in certain situation, what Baba says in general cannot apply. So Baba gives advice in the Murli for everyone. But if I have a personal situation, I have to go and ask for direction. You know, what can I do in this circumstance? So I have to make sure that I take the direction according to my situation. You know, for some souls, Baba would say, suppose somebody is working in the military and they cannot cook food themselves, they cannot even get vegetarian food, they will ask Baba, Baba, what to do? This is my situation. Otherwise, they will fire me off from the job. Then who will look after my family? So Baba says, okay, child, don't worry. You know, when you can purify the whole world with yoga power, why can't you purify the food? You give drishti and eat. Now, of course, that direction is not given to the whole Brahmin family. You know, that was given to that person according to situation. So, I have to take advice if I have a particular situation. Sometimes, some daughters, they are not in knowledge, they want to get married. The parents are trustees, they are in knowledge. So, they can't use their money for the impure action. They know it. So, they ask Baba, Baba, what to do? Baba say, okay, get your daughter married. Instead of she spoiling her life, you know. So, once I have taken Srimad, you know, my intellect is clear, I have no doubt, I am not heavy, I am light. That's a sign of following Srimad. Your intellect is light, you are free, you are happier, there is no kind of conscience biting, you know, kind of doubt, am I doing it right or not? Because very clear, I have taken direction and I am doing it accordingly. So that is very important. Otherwise, the heaviness will not allow me to move forward faster. You know? Because to progress, I need to keep myself light. No, that's why even in travel they say, travel lightly so that you can enjoy your journey. So we are on journey anyway. We have to travel light, not carry all the baggages. I have to do without me. This cannot happen. You know, I am the one who have to do. So Srimad is very, very important. Because when the intellect is following constantly Baba Srimad, the sign of that is I am always moving forward. Because it is like a supplying refined petrol for my intellect. So the intellect also works precisely. You know, right and wrong is understood. The power of discerning, the power of judgment works precisely. I don't have any fear, any doubt. And I can be carefree. Because to be on the path of progress means I must remember I have to be careful, carefree, and not careless. Careful and carefree and not careless. The moment you become careless, you become worryful. And when you are worryful, you are heavy. How can you progress? You know, anything that which is heavy cannot move. What about flying and faster is no question. So keep yourself carefree. You know, in the sense, follow the Srimad and Baba is responsible, I will become like a child. Carefree. But at the same time, I am careful. Because when I follow Srimad, then the reward I get according to that. That's why Baba says, you know, why Baba don't do everything for you? Because if he does everything for you, then he has to receive the reward. Right? Then he don't come in the golden age. So he doesn't get any reward. So he only shows us the path, we have to follow the path. So the third method for constant progress is to understand Srimad at accurately and follow Srimad at every step. Very, very important. And the next method which we can use is also very easy. Very easy. You know, we are practicing easy Raj Yoga and easy Gyan. Everything is easy, but we make things difficult for ourselves, you know. Like when you are given food, you can eat like this, isn't it easy? But some people don't do that. They will go like this and try to eat like this. Make it difficult for themselves, you know. Because see, I was in Japan and somebody was talking to me and they said, you know, the knowledge that you give, it cannot be so easy to, you know, it cannot be so easy to know the truth. Truth is very complicated, you know. It cannot be so easy because those people are always used to get complicated problem and then simplify it afterwards and then accept. But when they are given simplified, they cannot accept. Some Brahmins are also like that. You know, when they are shown easy path, they don't follow. They go beat around the bush and then come back to the same. No need. You know, this is why, see, Baba says, those souls who came in the beginning, they had to make a lot of effort, churn knowledge, you know. They churn and prepare the butter, and we are here just to swallow the butter, but we must have the power to digest. So everything is ready-made for us, but just to use the right method. See, very easy method is to use the right point, the right power, the right virtue at the right time. Easy method. We all have knowledge. We have all received inheritance from Baba. Why is that some of us are progressing fast? Some of us are progressing slow. Why? Number wise. Why number wise? Why we are all not wise? If all of us are wise, Baba would not use the word number wise. Because we don't use the right power, the right virtue, the right point of knowledge at the right time. This is how our numbers go backward and forward. So this is a sign of progress, you know. I need to understand whether I need to use tolerance in this situation, I need to use accommodation, I need to use what? If I use the wrong power at the wrong time, my progress is retarded, you know. Instead of taking benefit, I create a problem. So in order to use the right power at the right time in right proportion, right percentage, my intellect has to be clean and clear. If my intellect is not clean and clear, I cannot discern. So I may use the wrong power and create a problem and I get stuck in that problem. So this is why for progress in Brahmin life, we have to take care of our intellect. That intellect is not under influence at any time. If the intellect is under influence of anything at any time, progress is Om Shanti. Yeah? Because I cannot take power from Baba. Because I am under the influence of a human being, so Baba's influence is finished. So then I cannot progress, you know. So I have to make sure I don't have any influence. Sometimes Baba calls that as bad omens, you know. Influence means the intellect has bad omens. Influence has eclipse. So I cannot progress because I cannot see things as they are. Yeah? So that is why take care of your intellect for your progress. That intellect is always intact. It doesn't come under influence of anyone, anything. You know, even to get impressed by someone is an influence. To have dislikingness for someone is also an influence. Yeah? Because the intellect cannot connect with Baba. So that is why it is very, very important in Brahmin life to remain in my self-respect. To remain in my seat of self-respect means know my speciality and know my weaknesses. So when you remain in that stage of self-respect, know your speciality and know your weakness, when you come in contact with other souls, you appreciate them, but you don't get impressed. You know, you appreciate them. Appreciation is good, but getting impressed is a vice. It's a kind of sickness for the intellect. So intellect cannot connect, so I cannot have progress. So make sure the intellect is really connected with Baba so that I can draw power from Baba. If I cannot connect at any time, check. Is there any kind of influence on the intellect? Bad company, manmath, or impressed, or disliking, and remove it immediately. If you cannot remove it, go to the seniors. You know, like sometimes when we have some sickness, we help ourselves in the beginning. But when the sickness is more, we have to go to the doctor, right? So if you cannot help yourself, you get help. But don't waste your time because time is precious. So that's why I said easy method, that we all have powers, we all have virtues, we all have knowledge. Just that, the right time, the right point, the right power. Your number goes faster, faster. Doesn't matter you have come to knowledge late. You know, that's one method too. And another simple way for progress in Brahmin life is to understand drama accurately. Many of us until now have not understood drama accurately. And that is why we get stuck. Even today we keep asking questions. You know, when did drama begin? When you know it is eternal, there is no beginning and end. And being in knowledge for so many years, you are asking the same question. When did begin, beginning, 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 no beginning? It's eternal, you know. And then the second question, he says, if drama repeats identically, why we have to make effort now? It's already predestined, what? You know, everything is fixed. Who is going to become 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 8, you know, all fixed. So that means if I don't understand what is the meaning of predestined, and I have such questions, I cannot progress. You know? So, what it to understand drama accurately? That means to know that every second that is passing in the drama is beneficial, it's accurate, it is good. So you automatically ascend. if I get stuck, why? See, drama never gets old. You agree? Drama never gets old. But remember, it's predestined. Drama is predestined. That which has happened 5,000 years ago will happen. But yet we say, drama never gets old. So what does it mean? Huh? Drama never gets old. Because it's preordained yet to be ordained. So until it happens, it's ever new. Right? Like now, after 1 hour, what is going to happen? That which happened 5,000 years ago. But it's in suspense, isn't it? So, I have to make things happen. I cannot sit down and hear, after 12 o'clock, 12:30, I will eat lunch. The lunch will not come to you here. You also have to get up, walk, go. Huh? That happens according to drama, but effort is first, then drama after. So drama is ever new because we never knew. And once it happens, nothing new. So that is why the one who has understood drama accurately always move forward. Never get stuck. Because they know that effort first, reward after. You know? But if I have not understood drama accurately, I get stuck every now and then. You know, we keep using the word drama and asking questions, but why this is happening to me? Only to me. But there is no question why after drama. Drama means what? Full stop. So this is the art of progress. If I am able to have the art of applying full stop in a second, that is the sign of self-progress. You are progressing with a faster speed. That's the fastest speed. How long you take to apply the full stop. So that's slow your progress is. So how long does it take for you now? 1 second? 1 minute? 1 hour? So that means I have not even understood drama accurately. You know, Dadi Gulzar was telling once, see, in drama also has some sense. We are so senseless, not even understand drama. In what way? She said, drama is sensible that the same scene in the drama will not repeat twice. Whatever happens, happens only once, the scene. It will not happen until another cycle. Sensible drama. We are so senseless that after the scene has passed, we think about that scene 5,000 times. So who is more sensible? It will not repeat another after 5,000 years, but now the drama is moving, but I am stuck thinking about it 5,000 times. So that means I do not have the accurate understanding. That's why we cannot put full stop. You know, why we cannot apply full stop? There is no faith in drama. Why Baba keeps reminding us this slogan? Whatever has happened was good. Whatever is happening is very good. And whatever will happen will be the best. So have I applied that wisdom in my action? If everything is good, 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 why? Question mark, exclamation mark. I get stuck. And then we point our fingers to somebody else, blame culture, put blame on other person, excuse myself. All this, you know, blame game, guessing game will make our speed progress slow. Actually, this is not necessary. So this is why, check yourself. Have I understood drama accurately? If I have understood drama accurately, I am able to apply full stop to the past in a second. That's why drama means dot. Dot means full stop, not just stop. That means that should not come into my mind, in my thought, in my dream, and I don't even repeat them in my words. That is progress. Now I have seen, you know, I have traveled with Adi Gulzar, Adi Janki, and I have seen many situations come, but we keep repeating after the situation has passed, as if we are doing something very good. But they don't even remember, let alone repeating in words, you know. So that is the highest stage. So we have to go for it. That is what is the sign of moving forward towards our destination. And one thing I always keep in my mind, you know, the progress is seen when you are consistent in something. Consistency is self-progress. Consistency, constant. And that's why Baba used the word sada. Sada. That is progress. Progress is not like you get intoxication today and for 1 month you wake up early in the morning, you go to class every day, you do service, and then next month you totally back to square one. What did you do? Is that called progress? No. Progress is consistency. Because it builds power. When you have consistency, it builds power to move forward. If there is no consistency, there is no power. You know? So, I have to check myself. Since I come to Baba, until now, am I constant in everything, you know, in all subjects, service, dharana, jnana, yoga, everything, following maryadas, you know, consistency. Because that will allow me to accumulate over a period of time. Because Baba says confluence age is the age, short age, but in this age you accumulate for the whole kalpa. And that accumulation in a short time happens because of consistency. So if I'm not constant, if there is a kind of gap in between, I don't have that power. So that is not progress. You know, who is called an experienced soul? You know, who becomes the foundation? Someone who is constant. They become the image of foundation. So progress means consistency. Situations will come, tests will come, obstacles will come, obstructions will come, but nothing can stop me. Because I am doing what I am doing on the basis of understanding faith. Not as a show. You know, some people make effort to make a show. It doesn't work. Some people make effort because they are in a powerful gathering. And some people make effort because they are in a good company. But when that is moved, their effort is also stopped. So for constant self-progress, I have to make sure I base my life on faith in one and strength from one. One support, one strength. If you make anything as your foundation, hold on to that and make progress. When that foundation is broken down, my progress is also gone. You know, Mama used to say this in those days, that don't make any perishable things your foundation. Because anything made out of matter is subjected to change. And if you hold on to the foundationless support, you will fall. So then I cannot complain. You know, I was holding to that and that made me fall. No. So I have to hold on to one strength and one support. Then I am always able to move forward. So that is what we have seen in the yajna, you know. There were so many tests, so many obstacles that came. But those who based their life on one strength and one support, they marched ahead. They never looked back, you know. They never looked sideways, looked straight. Because to walk on the path of knowledge is like climbing a steep hill. You know? It's not like walking on a highway. It is like climbing a steep hill. So, what attention you have to keep? Not to look back. And not to look sides. Look straight. Then only you can reach your destination. Otherwise, you will fall. That's what happens to many souls. After being in knowledge for so many years, they still fall. Because they get trapped in the sight scenes. You know, sight scenes sometimes are more attractive than the destination. So that is why I have to make sure I see myself, I see Baba. No third person in between. Once Dadi Janki said, if you see a third person in between you and Baba, the danger is your third eye will be closed. Yeah, you bring a third person, third eye will be closed, so I can't see. So, I appreciate everyone, I take good qualities from everyone, but I don't follow anybody, I don't bring them between me and Baba. So, what I need to have is unbreakable love, unshakable faith. Two mantra for self-progress. Unbreakable love, unadulterated love. Unbreakable love means unadulterated love, unshakable faith. If the earth breaks, the sky falls, my faith will not shake to such an extent. So if my faith is based on right understanding, I will not shake. Of course, many tests will come to test my foundation, but I will not shake. An unbreakable love. Love for Baba, constant. So that will automatically allow me to take power from Baba and move along without any stop. So it's very important that, you know, I check my stage and speed of progress every day. You know, where I was yesterday, where I am today. A kind of a graph. You know, a graph they make. You can have a graphic design. So every day you can put your progress, how it is going. But it should go up, up, not come down. You have to put a line here. That coming down time is over. But my progress should be upwards. But also with fast speed, because there is no time anymore. So that's why one lesson Dadi and Baba has been teaching us is fast is fast. If I am moving two steps forward, one step backward, where will I be? You can try. Two steps forward, one step backward, where will I be? I will be where I am. So then I get disappointed. But the reason is, every now and then I am moving backward and then forward. No. Stop backward movement, forward, up, inward, upward, forward. If you can keep this in your mind, I'm sure, you know, as Baba has given this assurance to us, even though you have come last, you can go fast and become first. So it's a healthy sign. And when I am progressing, I am inspiring many others to progress. You know, just like when you are driving on the road, if you are driving smoothly, others who are driving behind me also can drive smoothly. But if I am not driving properly, it's also difficulty for many others. So I have to remind myself, there are many others who are in front of me. There are many who are behind me. So I cannot afford to look back. I cannot afford to look sideways. I have to move forward. So keep the goal in front. Nishana, no? The goal that you have to reach. So then our attention will not be drawn. Our time will not be wasted. Otherwise, stop at every sight scene, you know. Think about it and again start, stop and start, stop and start. It's a lot of waste of time. So, remember the word consistent. Consistency is the fastest speed for self-progress. So the mantra for self-progress is, three words again. Inward, upward, forward. So I don't have to look backward at all. Finish. Past is past. So in that way, you know, your movement will inspire many others to move in that direction. Because nowadays, we cannot teach people by words. You know, the birds, when they fly, they don't talk. But, you know, they fly in groups, but each one lead, you know, and others follow. So I have to use that kind of silent signal by progressing myself, and others will know which direction to go. But I should keep Baba as the role model and follow Baba at every step. So, any questions from anyone? Is it clear? Yes? So any questions? Any problems you have for your self-progress? Yeah?
One question here.
Yes.
Sister is asking, nowadays many have kind of attachment.
So what Baba says is, use the facilities, but don't take the support of the facilities. So when we make facilities as our support, we get attached to it. Use them, but don't make them your support. Don't depend on them. Dependency brings attachment. Don't depend. one strength, one support. Yeah? Use minimum, not too much. Yeah, so it's because we have make them as the support instead of Baba, we get attached to it. If you make Baba your world and use it only just for name's sake, then you will not be. So you will be free from that attachment. Yes, brother, yes. Sleep. Why sleep comes? Don't know. There are many, many reasons for sleep, you know, actually. You know, one reason may be what they said, you wake up late night in the internet until 2 o'clock. Watching, playing games, watching this, that and the other, you know, so naturally the body did not have enough sleep, so it will sleep at the wrong time. The body needs 6 hours of sleep, and when you don't give enough sleep, the muscles are not relaxed, so it will sleep at the wrong time during meditation. That is one reason. The other reason is that we have too many waste thoughts during the day, so our intellect is burdened, heavy. So we start nodding off because of that heaviness also. And the third reason is we don't churn enough knowledge during the day. So there is no intoxication. So how can you concentrate when you don't have intoxication? So I have to develop the art of churning knowledge. So by churning knowledge, I have intoxication. The sleep go away. You know? So I have to check what is wrong with me. You know, if I have intoxication, if I have given enough rest to the body, I will not get influenced by that drowsiness. Okay, anything else? Yes? You don't have to surrender your intellect, sister. Baba got better intellect. He don't need my intellect. Actually, what he want is surrender the ego of the intellect. Only ego he wants us to surrender, because that interrupts us to accept Baba's Srimad. You know, my idea, my plan, ego. So only ego you surrender. Keep your intellect. Yeah? I, that surrender. Then Baba can influence your intellect. And there is ego in the intellect, Baba cannot influence. Because the intellect becomes numb. You know, when body is numb somewhere, you don't feel anything. So when there is ego, we cannot receive anything from Baba. So just ego only Baba wants us to surrender. Then he can influence our intellect. Understand? Yeah.
How can I get rid of a negative impression on that part? And to hear that influence comes.
So that means it's such a deep account. I have to use jnana, yoga, you know, understanding, everything. Because it's an account not of one birth, it's of 63 births. So it's a very deep account. So I have to use knowledge, I have to use yoga power, I have to use understanding, and I also have to, not just enough forgetting, forgiving. I have not forgiven, and that is why the other person cannot forget. I have forgotten, but the other person has not forgotten because I have not forgiven. Yeah, it is there. Yes, I have not forgiven, let go. I am holding somewhere. I say I forgot, but I have not forgiven. So it is not completely erased. No, forgive means like I have to realize my own part, my own mistake, and I admit it. Until I admit, totally, I have not forgiven. So they cannot forget. And not only that, but I also need to use the powerful yoga to erase the seed of that sanskara. So I need to have powerful yoga also. I have to use many methods. It's not just, yeah. Yeah, because Srimat is truth. Why I have to follow Srimat? Because it is truth. God is truth. So if I'm following truth, it will allow me to move forward, because I've been following falsehood. And what has happened? I came down from copper age to iron age, So when I have recognized God, this is God, this is truth, it's easy to follow Srimat. Not just faith, but you need to have recognition also. Yes. Because once I have recognized this is truth, I would not let go of it. Yeah. Okay. So enjoy the rest of your time. Prepare yourself for Bap Dada. Not many days left for the old year to go. So spend some time reflecting on saying goodbye to the old, welcome the new. Om Shanti.